The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is 7:06 on Monday morning, the 17th of August. Good morning. I hope you're having a great day already. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to Headwaters and Dez.
Back to school for a lot of people today.
Oh, this is a big day.
Kids driving their kids right now to drop them off for back to school.
Now, there's a lot of mothers, a lot of mommies out there that are giving this big sigh of relief, jumping in the air, tapping their heels together.
A lot of energy.
Kids are back in school.
A lot of anxiety, a lot of angst. You know, a lot of times, Carl, when we see the just news reports, and you see these kids walking around with these huge backpacks. You know, it's just kind of I know that they have to do that, but where are the lockers? And gone are the days, I think when we look in the future, 20 years from now, we're going to see that those heavy backpacks may not have been
destroyed the spines of those little kids.
So good for little kids growing back.
But I think they've got rules now that they can only carry so much in those little bags. I mean, because, yes, you see the bags that reach from the bottom of their
They're not standing straight.
To the tops of their little heads.
Gosh.
And they were full. But I think they've got rules now that you can only put so many bags in there.
They had to do away with the lockers some years ago because there were actually lawsuits about private property rights on behalf of students that the lockers could not be inspected for drugs. That's our good friends over at the Civil Liberties Union kicked off that one. So the school said, okay, if we can't look for drugs and weapons, we'll just take the lockers out.
You mean lockers are gone now?
Most campuses
really?
Have done away with lockers.
I had no idea.
Due to drugs and weapons.
I had no idea. Oh, well.
Another big change in my lifetime.
I think Redding Christian still has them.
Yeah, I think private schools.
Because I thought I saw, you know, when we were out there one day for they were having one of their theater offerings, and we were out there. I thought I saw them.
For sheer liability purposes, though, public schools in California have by and large done away with them.
I had no idea. Yeah. Wow. Wait a minute, this is not the way to start the week off.
I know, it's not a depressing thing, but anyway.
I start back with people being happy and cool, and you start talking angst, and then now we're into law enforcement. I'm like, geez, no wonder these poor little kids have got a problem.
And lawyers.
Well, the parents, you know, we just do a shout-out for the parents, and it is an exciting time.
You survived another summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're just tuning in, it's currently 70 degrees here on the first day back to school for many of children and parents. 107, that's our high today. Oh, my gosh, it calls for forecast calls for areas of smoke, then sunny, with clear temperatures tonight around 71. Tuesday calls for hot with 106. Tuesday night, 71. And Wednesday calls for 103, with Wednesday night around 69. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Bob, you have an update on the fires.
And, yes, while the... It goes on and on. We are not out of the woods, so to speak, when it comes to all these wildfires in the area. Fires grew overnight, and it does not look good with these gusty winds that are predicted for today. High temperatures, as you said, in the low 100-degree areas. The Mad River Complex over in Trinity County grew to 37,000 acres overnight, containment 18%. Elsewhere in Trinity County, the Fort Complex now at about 32,000 acres, the South Complex 20,000 acres, the Route Complex 27,000 acres. When you start adding them all up, over 141,000 acres, about almost 7% of Trinity County has been burned in this spate of lightning-struck wildfires. The smoke will continue to be an issue in Redding. If you have respiratory problems, again, stay inside. Use an air filter. But it's depending on what the winds are doing, and we are expecting gusty winds today, which will keep us clear but make life miserable for the firefighters. And when it calms down, the smoke just drops right on top of us.
Oh, wow. Good. Hey, I just want you to know that in the Netherlands, the temperature is 63 degrees, and it's raining. Thank you very much, Des. Des is our correspondent in the Netherlands.
I think
it's the Netherlands. I think it's she.
That's all right. Anyway. It's okay, Des.
You are correct, sir.
Des. Okay, good. Well,
Bob know Des?
I do.
Okay, that's how Des got here. I was thinking, how did Des get here? So,
according to an article, speaking of weather, Godzilla weather pattern may hit California.
Oh, the El Nino?
California could get hit with El Nino, stronger than the monster El Nino of 1997 that caused mudslides, flooding, and $500 million in damage. But experts warn against hopes the weather pattern would erase the effects of the state's four-year drought.
Okay, and what they're saying is that we've had this four-year drought that, you know, for and that El Nino, even if it hits, even if it is the Godzilla of El Ninos, what it will do is it'll dump all of this rain on us, tons of rain. It'll cause, you know, all the ground is so dry, everything's died, that it'll just wash things away. All these nice houses on the hills will come down into the streams, and it will fill up the lake. And we'll probably have a huge snowpack. But that's just one day. Or that's just one season. That we're still in the middle of this drought. But it'll give us lots and lots and lots of water. And the way it's setting up right now is, it looks like it could happen. And if it does, we're going to get plenty of snow. This is the time to go out and buy your skis while we're in the middle of the drought. Boy. Buy your skis now. Because if they're right, we're going to get a snowpack like you can't believe.
Wonder how long that'll last.
For one season, and then we're back into the drought again. See, we're in this drought. This drought could last 100 years. We may be only in the 10th year of a 100-year drought. So get ready for that. Even though Lake Shasta has more water now than it did last year. That's interesting.
Let's talk about something exciting and positive. I know you're talking about backpacks and backs. Okay, go on. Oh, I'll tell you what is really, okay, seriously. After a long weekend, lots of music, lots of standing, lots of socializing. We had a packed weekend. It was really great I had the most restful night of sleep. Carl, we woke up this morning. Carl said, you didn't get up once, which is unusual because I usually get up a couple times a night. But it just goes to show that once I crashed in my sleep number bed, I just went to that place of happiness, Carl. I mean, the nice thing is that we both talked about maybe changing our numbers around a little bit.
Our sleep number settings. And my sleep number setting has gone up to 45, and your sleep number setting is still locked in there at 40. But it was great last night. But you know what? Now, not only can that help you, but the Sleep IQ technology can also help you by telling you, giving you ideas or suggestions. But now Sleep Number has introduced something, and this is something since your kids are going back to school. The new Sleep Number IQ Kids bed, where you can go in as a parent and or a guardian an older person and go in there and you can see how they're sleeping and you can figure out that maybe they should go to bed a little bit earlier, they should get off the TV earlier, that maybe we change their settings. That's right. They have new kids Sleep IQ beds. And you can get one, of course, at the Target. You go down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store, as we've been telling you for a couple years here. But now you can enter to win a $5,000 to a $50,000 scholarship, college scholarship, and a Sleep IQ Kids bed. It doesn't get any better than that. And you see Brian or Janice, they're going to tell you exactly how to do it, or any of the professionals down there at Sleep Number. And the only thing I can tell you is this. Made in America, Consumer Reports, number one bed, and Linda and I swear by it. And we don't do reads and say things like this unless we believe in them, whether it's a hair cutting place or a place to get your windshields fixed or any of these kind of things. We believe in them because they work. The Sleep IQ beds in the Sleep Number stores. Head on down there. We'll be right back after this message.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It is 7:18 today on the 17th of August, 70 degrees out there. And Linda, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to Bob Belongi, our producer who always pulls up the best bump music. Great music on a Monday here. 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Again, we're going to have areas of smoke and then sunny today with our highs of 107. Clear tonight with temperatures around 71. All right, Carl. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well.
And we're here with Major Fred Salanta.
Good morning.
Even though, Fred, it's that we, you kind of, even though that you are an honored veteran and we salute your service, you are the Missing in America Project guy. And, you know, I know it takes a lot of people. Okay, I know all that. You know, I've been in the military too. But it needs somebody to do it. It needs somebody to be just absolutely ruthless at times and piss people off. But it also needs to tie it to people together. You've got to be able to make a decision, and you've done this. You have organized a wonderful, wonderful, absolutely fabulous, really, organization, Missing in America Project, that reaches across America. Can you give a quick synopsis of Missing in America?
Thank you, Carl. I don't know if I can follow your act. It's actually pretty good.
Well, no, you are. You know what? The men and the women up here that you have led into this, that now stretch throughout the United States. So, I mean, this is fabulous. People don't realize it.
And basically, that's what we do. We have discovered a little niche that we had a problem with how our country took care of vets, not those that were killed in action and not those that were POWs or MIAs, because we still look and do the right thing by them forever. But we found a group of veterans that survived the war, came back, sometimes had problems, sometimes got alienated from families, sometimes money is a factor, but they're abandoned and forgotten soldiers in a funeral home. So I think I've used this example before, but to date we've buried 15 Civil War soldiers and five of their wives that were on shells from 1923, so they were 90 years waiting for somebody to properly inter them with military honors.
So people are kind of like, what's that mean? It means that somebody has died, and in this case a Civil War veteran has died. They cremated the remains, and they can't just get rid of them. They hold them in place and hold them in funeral homes many times, or the county, I guess. But nobody came to acclaim these. And sometimes it could be because they're estranged families. Sometimes it can be because of money. Sometimes because they just disappeared from people's lives, and they never knew where to find them. But once they died, and so Missing in America Project now takes those remains and buries them in with honor. So but there's more to it than that. It's more than just going down to your local funeral home and saying, "Hey, who you got on the wall there that you haven't buried in 50 years?"
Yeah, it's very difficult because you got to run into all the privacy and HIPAA acts and all of that. So we have to sign waivers. We have to get laws passed. We have 33 states that now have laws, plus a federal law signed by President Obama. That allows us to be able to go and look for them and to take full custody. We become the legal next of kin.
Isn't that great? And that wasn't done easily, was it?
No.
But you worked diligently.
Fred's 35 years old, and he looks a little bit older.
I remember when you started this, in the years that we've known you, it's been about 7, 8 years.
8 years.
So we've watched this idea through you spring forward, and it's amazing the miracles and the healing that's happened through your diligent work, as well as those who you surrounded yourself with, obviously, that have had moved forward with this thought of honor and burying those. And this Arlington trip is just amazing.
Yeah, and let's talk about this. This is not the first Arlington trip.
Yeah, but you know, it all boils back to one thing. It's the right thing to do, and that's our motto. And so that's the idea. And like Carl said, 1 week from today, we'll be waking up in Winnemucca on the way.
What a place to wake up in.
On the way to Spanish Forks. We will have left Sunday morning at 8:30 from the convention center. And I'm expecting, we only have about 60 of our people that are going all the way.
Wow.
But I expect maybe 150 or better to be with us to go to Susanville. And part of why I'm saying that is that when we get to Susanville, they've thrown the town wide open. At the top of the hill at the break stop, we're going to meet police, highway patrol, and a group of riders. PGR riders from up there, tail dragger Schultz, and they're going to lead us into town with the town having full flags up on every street corner. They'll take us to the south end of town to the Walmart store, and there we'll have a barbecue restaurant service pulled pork and brisket for lunch, and then we're on the way to Fernley and Winnemucca.
Okay. Now, why are you heading back to Arlington? Last time you took back with you a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, a Buffalo soldier, an African-American soldier who had received the Congressional Medal of Honor, and two Silver Star recipients to be interred at Arlington. This time,
this time we have the main reason we started. Because I don't just go out and look at dream up a trip, because it's been 6 years since the last time.
And there's a reason for that.
There's a reason for that. But what it is the biggest reason is when we find somebody, in this case, We found Richard Pinsek in Eureka, who was a Humboldt State College professor and Redwood College professor, and very active. And he had won the Silver Star in the Asha Valley in Vietnam. And so when we start with somebody that's completely eligible to be buried in Arlington, then we moved on. And because he was a Spec 4, we looked around for other veterans we could take, and we picked up two from Seattle. We picked up two from Arizona, one of which was a Marine who was my MIAP state coordinator that passed from Agent Orange and cancer. And then we picked up another Buffalo soldier, this time from World War One, private. And he's in El Paso, and we're at this stage today, tomorrow, of taking him out and getting him ready to go.
Well, now, is everybody going to converge on Arlington? Are you all going to converge at some spot in the United
States? No, we converge at Lyman, Colorado.
Okay.
And so they're coming up from the south. We'll leave Sunday. Arizona and Texas will leave at Monday. And I have the three from the West Coast with me.
Okay.
And we actually started when we picked him up at the Pacific Ocean. That's why you'll see that this time it's Arlington 2, Sea to Shining Sea.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow. The and it shows on the map here on the on your poster. It shows coming down from Seattle and then over to the coast where Humboldt is, all the way to Arlington. This is again such an endeavor, Fred. Mm. And now, Friday night there's going to be a kickoff.
Yes, Friday night here in Reading, from 5:30 to 7. We have the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street Reserve. We'll have all of our photos and some award-winning photos from our first trip. We'll have some videos playing. We'll have some talking, and of course, you know who's been invited, the guy I'm looking at, and of course his lovely wife too.
Yeah. I of course will be there. This is and it's an honor to be asked to be there. We're going to be talking about this. Anybody's invited for this.
Everybody
just to come down and see this. You know, see this, my friends, because this is a huge deal. This, again, is a project that started right here in Reading, or maybe up the road a little bit, but really got its legs underneath it in Reading. And you've got some of the same guys have been with this for, what, 9 years now?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking back, about eight years.
8 years.
Oh, 2007.
Let's
remember.
Let's put it this way. It was 8 years July.
8 years in July. Okay. And then, but you've got a lot of some of the same guys that are with you for the whole time.
The reason, Carl, was that the last ride was almost a spiritual event.
Wow.
You know,
Linda and I started out with you on that ride, too. Mm.
I want the red jumpsuits.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, we gave them away.
We gave them back to the driver. We were raising. Oh, gosh. You know what? Don't even bring that one up.
Linda
will wait tonight
and
hit me with a baseball bat because she is still mad about that.
I think we may have the suede booties.
We may have the suede booties. The red suede booties that I every so often I look at them. Anyway.
No wonder everybody.
Everybody took off Arlington. And of course, is the Long Rider going?
Oh, yes, a new version of it. And,
a new version.
You know, we had maybe 3,500, 4,000 names from all across the country.
Yep.
And if you could just visualize some of the places we bent, from the backwards and the Ozarks to of a sudden out of the wood, people were coming, and mm-hmm. they all signed the Long Rider. And, of course, if you don't know the Long Rider, it's got a buffalo head on the front. It started out as a Toyota truck. Now it's a Toyota trike.
Right.
And it's got a buffalo head, a wolf,
be down
and a
there
bear.
Friday. It'll be down there Friday. So, right, I mean, in front.
Oh, it'll be in
it'll
the
be
front.
Right, in the front. But, I mean, come on down Friday, and here's a chance that, you know what, you can donate, because these guys are doing this out of their own pocket. This isn't like they're being paid by anybody.
No.
Or they're not, you know, there's no government grants in this. They do this out of the sense of this is the right thing to do. So here's a chance to come down Friday, see what happens, sign the Long Rider, and give a donation. And, any type of donation's accepted here. It's the right thing to do, my friends. We're going to be social media in this and all this, but it provides then gas money and other things.
I just wanted to say we're serving shrimp cocktails and water. So if you want a shrimp cocktail, come
and
on down.
Water.
I like
and water. Yeah, you know what? It's air conditioned. And there's a bunch of good guys and girls in there. And so we want everybody to come down, and we're going to be talking about this more this week. But I, you know what? So you've got 60 going back with you, and it's a long ride, too.
6,300 miles round trip.
And Arlington is waiting for you.
Arlington's got the bells and whistles and everything ready to go.
They've got
as well.
A special area there that you all are going to drive in, and this is going to be just fantastic. How long is it going to take?
Well, last time I was a real slave driver, and you mentioned that people like to hate me, and I got us there in 6 days, but we traveled 500-some miles a day.
That's a lot.
And so this time we're cutting it to 8 days, so we've allowed us 2 more days,
there
and we
go.
Don't go over 400
Fred,
miles.
Fred, you're 8 years older.
I feel it.
Even though you're looking good, you're looking absolutely svelte here. You know, I mean, you look like you're ready to go here.
I'm ready.
You're ready. You
I
are
can't
ready.
Even sleep anymore now. We're already on the countdown.
From sea to shining sea begins...
Right
Sunday.
Here, right here. And so Friday night, want to be down at 5 o'clock, I'm sorry, at 5:30 at Veterans Hall, right down here in Yuba Street. Come on down and say goodbye to these guys and girls and bring down and just see what they've done. You don't have to donate. The donations will be accepted. Just go on down and see what this great job that they've done. And we're going to get other people back. Maybe we can get the Indian in here, too, to come in and talk this week. So we're going to talk about it. But Fred Salante, Missing in America Project, we salute you, buddy.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go. Playing the star again. There I go. Turn the page.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14. Okay, sweet pea. Are you okay over there?
I'm great.
You're just poking me.
I'm poking you. It's Monday morning. Wake up. Come on.
I am awake. Hey, look, it's 25 minutes till 8 o'clock. The smell of napalm in the morning. Reminds me of victory. 25 minutes to 8 o'clock here on KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. People are talking about the Dutch people. And they're saying things like, hey, I had a guy that lived next door to me who was a Dutch engineer. And he had a sign on his Jeep said, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much. So we have friends that are Dutch.
We have
the Verhoeghs.
We have Dutch bros.
We have Dutch bros. We have the Verhoeghs. And, you know, Luke Verhoeghe worked here, so we're kind of Dutchy. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. He's got it all. He's got estate jewelry. He has got it all. He has extremely, extremely expensive pieces there. But he also has extremely, extremely reasonable pieces there. Leonard has it all at Four Winds Jewelry. And the only trained, competent watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Let's do a catch-up here on what's happening in the state of Jefferson. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning.
You know, the reason that, I saw something on a national on news service, and I was, you know, because I go through things to see what kind of is going on, getting different ideas. And it had a big article about the state of Jefferson and the things that are going on with that on a national news. And I realized we don't hear, I mean, you all come in and you talk about it, and we've got shows here, of course, State of Jefferson. You don't see too much about it in our local news or, you know, that things are happening, though they have gotten better. But it's been a long time since we've talked to anybody. I just said, what's going on with the state of Jefferson? So here you are.
I'll go ahead.
No, here you go.
Okay, I'll give you a quick update. Siskiyou County started it September 3rd, 2013, and these are all the counties that have signed declarations of withdrawal. Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors, 4-1. Modoc County, 4-0, 1 abstaining. Lassen County, 3-2. Glenn County, 5-0. Yuba County, 3-1, 1 abstaining. Lake County, 3-2. Sutter County, 5-0. Tehama County, their Board of Supervisors signed it unanimously because they put it to the vote. The people in Tehama County voted. That was the choice of the supervisors. They won 57-43. Now, the counties we have in play right now that are very, very close are Trinity County, Plumas County, Sierra County, Colusa County, Shasta County, and El Dorado County was amazing. Almost 1,000 people trying to get in that building.
I saw the photos of that had been published. There's a lot of people in there.
Well, we had 500 in there, and the Highway Patrol actually was about a mile up the road, just moving cars away. The count was around 500, with probably 10 that were opposed to the state of Jefferson. The chairman of the Board of Supervisors passed out a sheet to see how many people were from El Dorado County, and on that sheet there were only 12 signatures that were not from El Dorado County. Their sheriff led off the conversation endorsing the state of Jefferson, saying he may not agree with all the ideas, but Northern California has no representation.
That sounds like when you say you're close in Shasta County, you know, being our home county here, they refuse even to let you all talk to them to make a presentation. How are you close in Shasta County?
We're close in Shasta County because what we're basing everything on is the First Amendment. We have the right to redress grievances. The Declaration of Independence wasn't the Constitution. It was the right to redress grievances. When we do a declaration, that declaration has a bunch of whereases in it. Whereas the county of Lassen is has no equal say in the fire tax. Whereas the county of Lassen does not want to be instructed on how the immigration laws work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, Lassen County, I believe, had 21 whereases. They lead the world in whereases. And that's what we're basing this on. So we can attach a declaration because we have a couple of cities that look good. We also have 16,000 individual signatures.
From here in Shasta County?
Yes. Wow. See, the problem we have here in Shasta County is we don't get any coverage. Zero. Just a couple of days ago, I turned down two interviews with the Sacramento Bee, not because I'm so important, but because I deferred them to somebody in the areas they wanted to talk about. The whole thing is that Shasta County has been completely put in the dark on this thing, other than the fact when you go out and talk to people, in fact, I think my 16,000 might be low after this weekend. When you go out and talk to people, city councils, with the exception of the Reading City Council, you know, people are very much wanting to be engaged in this. They understand we don't have representation.
Do you find it interesting that the city council has two Democrats on it that are have supported Obama in the past?
I do, but, you know, we have there's three Democrats on the Board of Supervisors in Lake County.
It's not a Republican Democrat thing then.
Why should that matter?
Because I'm just saying is that some people are going to have a certain mindset. But on the Board of Supervisors, they're all Republicans that I know of, and they've all run. And so you're right. It's not a. And you're right, honey.
The issues are the issues.
Right. It's not a Republican Democrat thing. Mm. It's an issue thing.
Everyone should want more representation. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. And I think that the news blackout that the Record Searchlight has done hasn't really stopped anything other than the fact that it's just more of where we are here in Shasta County. And in working with all these counties, I find Shasta County completely unique in that position, even more so than Mendocino, which is a very liberal county, but they have a committee over there. The counties I did mention are the ones that are very close in play, which we believe we're going to get declarations out of. And that doesn't mean that Placer, Nevada, and Mendocino aren't very close also.
Okay, so you have 15 to 20 counties that,
yes,
that declare.
Yep.
What happens then?
Well, what we do is when we take all the declarations down to the Secretary of State, it's signed in there, which means it goes into the parliamentary record. We have it signed off by the Senate pro tem, and we have it signed off by the Assembly pro tem. Then after that, what we do is we create legislation. We will have an assemblyman, which we have already, and we will have hopefully a senator also that will start a bill, and we look forward to doing that in January of 2016. And one quick note on that,
sure.
Both the people that have announced their candidacy for Congress, Doug LaMalfa and Gregory Cheadle, are both in favor of the state of Jefferson. Both of them are.
I saw there was a, of course, it doesn't make any difference because he's leaving the electorate, but Ted Gaines.
So he's not leaving the electorate. He doesn't term out until 2020.
Oh, is it 2020? I thought
yes, sir.
This
he
is
doesn't
his,
turn out until 2020.
This is his last
However,
time, though. He does turn out.
It's interesting
out, yeah.
You mention him.
Yeah, I saw what he said the other day.
Pardon me?
I saw something that Rally Sally had forwarded about something he had said. Well,
the part about I wish those people up there would stop talking about Jefferson and vote for me for insurance commissioner.
No, I don't think I saw that part.
That was one of the things.
I didn't see that part.
But to give you an idea, every county he's in, with the exception of a little bit he has there in, isn't that great? A little bit he has there in Sacramento County, and a little tiny bit he's got there in Alpine County, which is also another county that could be in play. Every single county is just about in his area is in. And I can tell you this, that there's going to be some things in store for Mr. Gaines during his election.
Well, he's not running again.
Yes, he is running.
I thought that he was termed out this time.
He's not termed out till 2020. He runs again.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I thought for sure that he was out in 2016.
No. A lot of people did, so we called his office to get clarification.
Yeah.
Fact is, Jim Nielsen doesn't term out till 2022. He can run until 2022.
Which is interesting because he's been in Congress, he's been in the Assembly and Senate for a long time.
Yes.
A long time. All right, Terry. So a lot of things going on there. A lot of people signing up. And so The biggest one, of course, the biggest county around, you know, in this area, in Shasta County, still is refusing to at least even listen to y'all.
Actually, and, the biggest county in Jefferson's Placer, but yeah.
Well, I mean, in this our general area right up here.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
no, well, it doesn't matter if they listen. See, we're not going into these counties. We're not asking their permission. We're declaring what it is we want of the people. We're not asking permission here. I think that there's, and maybe you can have Mark Barrett on too, and he can probably take a little time maybe and explain this. But see, who has the right to redress grievances? Do you have to be a voter?
Well, I imagine you do.
No, you don't. You're saying that if you're a young man and you're 16 years old and you're wrongly accused of a crime, or you wrongly have a right taken from you, you don't have the right to redress that grievance against the government that's done that to you.
Can you do that as an illegal if you're here illegally too?
You can probably do that if you're here illegally.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So it can be
anybody who wants to redress any grievances they have against the government.
Well, it's the people. The intent of the Constitution really is the people who are citizens of the United States.
It should be.
Okay, that's the intention of the Constitution.
Yeah.
And the reason I answered you the way I did is because at this particular point in time, Ted Gaines being someone who's doing this, his comment to everybody was, well, I want to make sure that the people who come here as immigrants have the same rights as everybody else, that they should be counted
when it comes to appropriating
Senate districts or assembly districts, that they should be counted, but they're not voters.
Do you know how I feel about that? Okay.
I know how you feel about that.
All right.
Well, I
think that's stupid.
Feel about
I think
that.
That's stupid. And if he said that, that's comment.
That's
is,
what he said.
Like and I said, so if he said that, and I've heard that comment before from other people, that we should allot all these seats, even if they're here illegal and they can't vote, that's just still so we can still count them as our voters. And the reason I'm saying that is because there's areas down in L.A. that they're registered voters is, even though there's could be 100,000 people living there, only 5,000 of them are there legally. So, well, maybe not that, you know, probably more.
No,
there.
I mean, you could be voting in some
like
areas.
That. Right.
I mean, you're right.
No, that's true, and that's what they're trying to do, is say, oh, no, you should count all the illegals here because they get – but, well, you know, frankly, they get all these services. I don't even know why they want to become a citizen because they got everything else.
Anyway. They can get driver's license. Yeah. They can get medical.
Let's not go there. Okay. Thank you for the update.
Yep.
And we'll what's happening tonight at –
It's nothing better than people who are in the fight. Just
you are in the fight.
Totally
just like
in the fight.
And that's good. It is.
Yeah.
You need people in the fight like you, Gary. You and the gang, I should
just
say.
The gang of
60,000.
Well, the gang also includes several sheriffs, including
DeAugustino
in...
I know. It's everybody. There's a lot of people.
It's virtually
Democrats, Republicans, independents, sheriffs, lawyers, teachers, college professors, everybody wants representation. It's silly not to have representation. There's got to be a way of doing this, and we've got a break. Terry, thank you so much.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, you know you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and shout.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
On Saturday, September 12th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad Davin here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including face painting and reptile parties. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 12th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street, Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, 7:51 on this beautiful Monday. Back to school here on the August 17th. Currently 72 degrees, going to be 107 today. This portion of the show, before we begin, is brought to you by blah, 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 Mighty Fine Foods. Now Dryer's Ice Cream by the Scoop, $1.69. Or how about a root beer float? Mighty Fines has over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 beers and over 350 liquor and wine choices. They have charcoal, propane, and everything you need for all your outdoor grilling needs. And they're going to have every Friday is going to be, they always have wonderful barbecue. They're locally owned and operated, back under original ownership. One-stop shop on the way to the lake, $2.99 in Deschutes. You know, still going to have some good lake time. Hey, Carl, one of the things before we get on to the Monday morning Carl rant, I love this because...
I just have questions.
I know. No, you also have comments. and some things that we've recently talked about is that you have feelings. a new term that came out, really. I don't know. For me, anyway. It's a new term that came out in the last couple of years, and it's called binge watching. You know, binge watching. And, you know, that's where you sit down and you watch something for hours and hours. Okay, so this is an article that came up. I think it's hilarious. My wife is a solo binge watcher, but technically she's not alone. A few weeks ago, a slew of friends and readers, as well as USA Today TV critic Robert Bianco, offered my wife, Julie, some suggestions of what to binge watch after finishing the third season of Orange is the New Black.
Well, I wonder who in our house binge-watched that
one. Since then, she has binge-watched the entire six seasons of Justified. Favorite?
Well, you know, Justified, you've got to watch that. I mean, that I can understand that. But the only problem with you binge watching Orange is the New Black, I came home, you had a bandana tied around your head, and you were flashing gang signs at me. I'm not sure what that meant. You're just one of the screws. Yeah, you're just one of the screws trying to do these to us. And I'm going, wait.
Well, this guy says he's watched more than 24 episodes of the series himself, but the girl couldn't help herself when I was not around. She moved on without me.
There's where you can find out what love is. Hey, honey, did you wait? No, I'm in season 3.
You can watch it on your own time, right? Anyway, so this guy just says it reminds him of reading a book. It literally has become a thing that's so personal that a lot of people are doing it alone. Binge watching alone. You know what? It goes down to something statistics to the different parts of the world.
It needs to be an intervention here. You know, because when you went out with your girlfriends and you all bought these orange jumpsuits for a you know, Orange is the New Black party.
Well,
you know?
we do have Netflix, I must say, but we still have not been able to find the last episode of Mad Men. But I understand that if you go to Hulu.
The last
episode of Mad Men.
No, the season.
The last season, yeah. Correct. And I thought the last season that we saw was the last
that was
season.
I thought that was a great ending. I don't want to watch the rest of it because I thought that was a great ending.
You know, a whole year and a whole right. other, you know, decade.
Speaking of Mad Men, let's talk about President Obama. Let's just segue into President Obama here in the Iranian deal. Here you've got a deal that he's come up with by giving away everything that we can't verify. You know, I'm not going to go into that part of it, how bad it is. But here you have a bipartisan vote with the number three liberal Democrat in the Senate. Chuck Schumer is against it. Not only is he against it, he will vote to sustain a veto. You've got other Democrats that are just screaming about it. So here you have a bipartisan vote that's going to come in September that will say, don't do this deal. Obama has said he will veto that bill. Now, here's the worst part. He can go around the edges anyway, and he can turn loose billions of dollars. How does he do this? He takes just with a stroke of his pen, remember, pen and phone, he takes Iranian banks off of the sanctions list. And what happens then? Oh, if the banks aren't on the sanctions list, that means they can start moving money. Billions of dollars. They already have said, Kerry's already said, they're going to use this for terror. They're going to use this money for terror. They have used their money to kill Americans. Okay, and let me say this again for all the people that are still, this is really a good idea. They have killed Americans. They weren't in a fight in Iran, in Iraq, but they came over and they killed Americans. They are going to use this money to support terrorist organizations, my friends, terrorist organizations. And when they do this, where do you think the terrorist organizations are going for? Besides killing their own people, they have a propensity to want to appear here in the United States and kill us. So this is the Iranian deal we're making. We're kicking a nuclear bomb down the road here. And they say, well, look, this saves us from having to go to war with them. We are at war with Iraq. Excuse me. We're at war with their proxies. We already are there. But here's the worst part. And this is the part I think that concerns me the most. And on the first Friday in September, when Congressman LaMalfa comes on the air, I'm going to ask him, how does it feel to have no power? You're a congressman, part of the Congress of the United States, on a House of Representatives. You have no power. Frankly, the president does everything he wants. When have you all stopped him from doing anything? And now with this Iranian deal, he's going to go around the edges of it. He'll do anything he wants. He will do what he wants. And what can you all do? Oh, we're not going to shut down the government. It just hasn't worked right. Excuse me. Give him a bill. Say, here you go. 99% of everything you want is in it. This 1%'s not. Well, I'm going to shut down the government. I'm not going to sign it. Okay. You know what? Sometimes you've got to take a look at what happens in the future. What happens in the future? You've got the vast majority of the people in the United States are against this Iranian deal. The Congress is against this Iranian deal, and he's still going to go through with it. What power does the Senate and the House of Representatives have then? The three pillars of government, the judicial and the legislative, and then the executive office of the president. It's supposed to be a checks and balances. Where is the checks and balances if he can do what he wants? The Dreamer Act. We have people here that are slaughtering American citizens, and yet nothing's being done. Oh, let me just put this new bill up. You can't have this. We have sanctuary cities. Hell, in California, why do you want to become a citizen? You've got everything you want. And then I just understand that Governor Brown signed a bill that said took out the word aliens out of anything that's in government. Can't use that word alien. What is going on? And here we're sitting here in a morass of everything that's going on. And yet it just still happens. And now we have, as the Democrat front runner, Hillary Clinton, who does what she wants. And if she's got a server that's had top secret, sensitive compartmented, and even more on it, and yet nothing is happening. Is this the future of our country, that it's going to break down into just like, hey, the sheriff in town of small towns, and so we don't have a United States, we just have states? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. At least a dozen are reported dead, many injured after a huge explosion rocked a central Bangkok intersection. Known for political demonstrations this morning, the cause of that blast has yet to be determined. Fist bumping, high fives. Donald Trump showing up today for jury duty in New York this morning. And a bit of campaigning when a bystander asked about his plans to build a wall along the Mexican border to stop illegal immigration.
The wall will work. Yeah, absolutely. The wall will work.
The GOP frontrunner says he is looking forward to jury duty. Darkness has put an end to search and rescue operations in Indonesia, where a passenger jet slammed into a remote mountainside yesterday. Smoldering wreckage was located overnight. All 54 people on board feared dead. In Tianjin, China, homeowners demonstrating outside a hotel where the government has been briefing reporters on last week's huge explosions there. Protesters are demanding government compensation for their destroyed homes. Western wildfires continue to burn out of control, including one in California's Angeles National Forest, which is burning through
steep and rocky terrain fueled by medium and heavy brush. The current state is 60% containment with 1,470 acres burned.
Also at SRNnews.com, Australian golfer Jason Day has his first major, a record-setting 20 under par, three-stroke win at the PGA.
I knew today was going to be tough, but I didn't realize how tough it was going to be. I learned a lot about myself again, being able to finish the way I did. The experiences that I've had in the past with previous major finishes has definitely helped me prepare myself for, you know, a moment like this.
Day broke the record previously held by Tiger Woods. This is SRN News.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Record beef prices have led to increases in the number of missing or stolen cattle.
The almost 5,800 livestock reported stolen in Texas in 2014 was the most in 5 years, and the value of the animals, over $5.7 million, was the most in a decade. The Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association sees a similar trend this year. The association's executive director of law enforcement, Larry Gray, says any time the price of a commodity increases, the theft of that commodity also rises.
SRN's Jeremy Howell. The United Nations humanitarian chief says the Syrian conflict is being punctuated by a total disrespect for the lives of civilians. Stephen O'Brien tells reporters he's horrified by the attacks on civilians in Syria, and they have to stop. O'Brien spoke in Damascus a day after government air raids killed at least 96 people in the suburb of Douma. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up about 27 points. This is SRN News. A group of famous current and former Mississippi residents are asking the Magnolia State to remove the Confederate battle emblem from the flag.
After South Carolina voted to take down the battle flag, I really didn't like the idea that Mississippi would be the last state left with Confederate imagery on the flag.
That's Greg Iles, the author of Natchez Burning. The group took out a full-page newspaper ad yesterday calling on the state to change its flag. Police have arrested a 30-year-old man in the fatal stabbing of actor Morgan Freeman's step-granddaughter on a Manhattan street. Lamar Davenport was arrested on a murder charge a day after 33-year-old Adina Hines was found lying in the street in front of her apartment building. Iran's supreme leader says the fate of Iran's nuclear deal lies with the leaders of Iran and U.S. While he held back from offering outright support for the deal, the statement from Ayatollah Ali Khamenei suggests support for the political process. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, August the 17th. Good morning. After 8, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 78 degrees. We just had a jump. It's 8:05 in the morning on the 17th. Like Carl said, it's 78 degrees. Looks like we're going to have areas of smoke, then sunny today with our highs of around 107. Clear tonight with temperatures around 71. Tomorrow's hot again, 106. Mostly clear Tuesday night with 71, and Wednesday pops up to 103. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. Well, they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Again, 78 degrees. Be careful about this weather today, folks. Keep hydrated. Make sure no animals. Don't stay in the car. Don't do anything stupid with,
and
you
don't
know,
go out with the weed whacker at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Don't be, no time to be target shooting. And here's the other thing. There's, keep this number. I'm going to write, write this number down. 221-2642. That's to Alliance Heating and Air. When you're in your system always breaks down, when does it break down? It breaks down when it's really hot. It doesn't break down when it's, you know, when it's just mild weather. No, it's hot. And if it is, Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his pros can come over there and fix that. What happens about all the smoke in the air, right, from all the fires? Your filters have been gummy now. They're gummy. Have them come in and switch those filters out. Have them take care of your cooling needs. Alliance Heating and Air, better known, been in the business over 20 years, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. And trust me, they are very busy, but they are out there to help. Okay, let's go to the phones. Rally Sally.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
We had somebody you know that was on 7:30 this morning.
Yes, I heard. I was listening.
He was probably just laying there. He was laying there in bed, wasn't he? Just giving that report.
Yes.
He was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Anyway, tonight we've got two ladies coming who are going to talk about an issue that should be of extreme importance to anyone who has children attending school or grandchildren attending school, and that is the new SB 277 mandatory vaccination law.
Oh, yeah.
Most people are not aware that it will be starting 2016, January, unless we get this on the ballot. We're collecting signatures to get this on the ballot, that their children will be required, in order to attend school, public or private, they will be required to get, within their time in school, 50 injections.
You mean from the time they're starting at preschool?
At birth. Yeah, and if they haven't gotten their required vaccinations, they will not be able to attend school.
Well, that's true. In a public or private school, they're going to force it into homeschooling.
Private or public,
that's right.
Yes.
You know,
and
frankly,
there is no opt out anymore for parental consent.
No, it's just going to happen.
Parents cannot. It takes away parental consent.
All of this based on, of course, the measles outbreak, where there are 100 people, most of them from Mexico, came down with measles.
Yeah.
But this is what it was based on. I'm not saying is that there wasn't other reasons, but that was the big reason. And so what it does is it completely takes away
that.
It takes away the, well, you know what? But the parents already gave that up when it came to abortions for their children, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they already gave it up. I mean, so we should be getting used to that the state is controlling what happens to your children. So we should just roll over and just let them do that, right?
Well, and that, and they're also, we're also working on the transgender bathroom law. They're trying to get enough signatures to get that on the ballot again. And that is the law that requires that if Johnny feels like Joanne that day, he can use the girl's bathroom and vice versa.
Well, I've been to places where girls used the guys' bathrooms before, but
I think
it had to do with the party.
January 2016 as well. Now, these are California laws.
Yeah.
Two more good reasons why we need the state of Jefferson.
There you go. All right, Rally Sally, and that's tonight at the Destiny Fellowship Church on South Bonneview.
Yes, 2570 South Bonneview.
6 p.m.
Yep, thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. In our continuing effort to cover things that the Record Searchlight and other places don't cover specifically, there was a geoengineering conference, a big conference at the at one of the schools here at the David Marr Auditorium on Friday, and we have one of the people that put that together today with us, Dane Wigginton. Good morning, Dane.
Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. So tell us a little bit about what happened on Friday, and what was the conference about? Who did you have there? And we'll go from there.
Well, you're correct about local media not covering, and isn't it astounding that the Record Searchlight, who sent us an email before the event stating that they would not cover this event, even though we had a mainstream media affiliate, ABC, from Sacramento drive all the way here to cover it, but the Searchlight refused to, in spite of having about 1,000 people in attendance, which is a very big attendance for a community meeting, and speakers that included a CEO from one of the world's largest environmental and consulting firms, environmental and engineering and consulting, with about 10,000 employees worldwide, former defense industry, former Forest Service government biologist, former California Fish and Game, former USDA, former defense industry, former military, North State's top neurologist, attorneys on the anti-geoengineering attorney legal team. It's astounding that our media, after being paid to distribute 20,000 flyers for this event, or nearly 20,000, refuses to cover it. And this is why our public's in the dark, Carl.
Well, wait a minute. You paid the Record Searchlight to distribute these?
Yes, sir. Yes, I did. About 16,000 was how many went out, actually. And it's a major event about the single greatest story not being told on our planet today.
Did Channel 7 cover it?
To Mike's credit, he came.
Or 12 and 24 and all that?
I'm not sure about 1224, but we had Channel 13 from Sacramento came all the way up to cover it.
Interesting, huh?
Again.
It makes you wonder why Record Searchlight doesn't cover something like that.
Well, you know, why doesn't Record Searchlight ever use the science terms? Why
But they took your money to advertise it, right?
Oh, they did.
Huh.
Gladly, they did. But why do they never, ever use the science terms to cover this issue? Never. No matter how much they're told, we don't recognize the non-science terms. This is a science issue. They've never, ever made any effort to be objective in their coverage of all. And again, we're not talking about some fringe issue, Carl. We're talking about an issue that the entire U.S. military is talking about. And I challenge people to search this online to verify what I'm saying, that the Obama administration is talking about, that the entire science community is talking about. But the Record Searchlight won't give it any credible coverage. So this is what we're up against. But, again, there'll be no denying this issue for much longer, Carl. And if people looked around them at the conditions we have, forests burning down around the globe, trees dying everywhere, weather conditions that are so far from any historical norm that it's beyond ridiculous. And clearly, again, regarding what these aircraft are dispersing and the involvement in solar radiation management, which is the scientific term for these programs, the form of geoengineering, we have film footage of these aircraft spraying. We have, and this was displayed Friday night, we have up-close photographs of the retrofit nozzles mounted on the pylons directly behind the engine exhaust to make it look like what's being sprayed is a, quote, condensation trail. And we have lab tests from around the globe, about 70 from Northern California, to prove the same materials and climate engineering patents are raining down on us in absolutely staggering quantities, Carl.
Okay, our guest is Dane Wigginton. He is one of the ones that put together this geoengineering conference that was that had about 1,000 attendees on Friday at the David Maher Auditorium, talking about geoengineering and impact it's had on the world. And it's not just a couple guys from around here; it's people from. And we're going to talk about these firms and all this too when we come back from these messages. But we'll be right back. It is 8:15 in the morning here on Monday, the 17th of August. 78 degrees out there, going up to 107, 108. In your car, after like about 10 minutes, it's going to be 130 in there. Don't leave anything in that car. Not your dog, not your kids, not grandma. Don't leave anything in that car. We'll be right back after these messages.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The sound of celebrations awaits you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California, brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle, right here in Reading. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the tasting room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1468. 8:18 in the morning. 78 degrees out there, going up to 107. Thank you for the weather report from Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by View 202. Should have been there with us yesterday. They had a reunion of the British Isles trip. A bunch of people were there having a great time. Brunch at View 202. From
menu
11 to 2,
again.
The menu has changed a little bit. Linda's singing from 11 to 1, just having a great time. She, Bernie Baker, and Bruce Kalin.
Rest of the month of August.
And we've got two more weeks, so come on out and join us. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations. And I tell you what, it is just a great event out there. And you can have a good time. So out there, watch the river, watch everything going by. All right, we're here with Dane Wigington, who is one of the, I guess he's one of the leaders in the geoengineering world, talking about what's happening to, in the world because of geoengineering. They had a big conference at David Marr Theater on Friday of last week. They had people, guest speakers from all over the United States, CEOs, military or former military, DEA officials, all everybody or former DEA officials, and to talk about the impacts that geoengineering has had on our world. And Linda, you had a question.
I do have a question. As a matter of fact, Dan, I just went to geoengineeringwatch.org and saw that there's like 17 million plus visitors. But my question for you is this: when you had your last gathering of people who, a lot of really informative people, what was some of the issues that people were finding out that are affecting their health? Is there something trending where people are having health issues in the last year due to the geoengineering?
Well, Linda and Carl, you might remember we've talked a lot about the aluminum contamination that's shown up everywhere in absolutely staggering quantities. And this is being denied by official agencies, but you two probably know that the bees are collapsing around the globe. Honeybees are collapsing. So we've said for years, and we've communicated with the top bee people, and this directly affects human health, by the way, as well as the bees are exposed the same as we are. So now here's a few headlines from the last month that you'd think organizations like the Searchlight would cover, but they don't. This is from Science Daily. Aluminum, new factor in the decline of bee populations. From CNN, are bees getting dementia? From RTTV, bees with Alzheimer's. From the Daily Mail in UK, bees suffer dementia due to aluminum pollution. It takes about 3 parts per million of aluminum to cause dementia or Alzheimer's in the human brain. The bees have 70 times that amount in them now. That's the primary cause of bee colony collapse disorder. This is a mainstream media publication, peer-reviewed science study. My point is this. Yes, it's directly connected to human health as well. The bees are exposed just as we are exposed, and now we have 1 in 3 seniors in the U.S. dying with Alzheimer's and or dementia. It's going off the charts, not dying from it, but dying with it. We have autism has escalated over 10,000% in the last 40 years. Now we're told by MIT, one of the top research institutions in the world, that in the less than the next decade, 1 in 2 children will have autism directly connected to aluminum. So how bad does it have to get before the public realizes we are breathing what they are spraying in our skies? The tests prove it, peer-reviewed studies proves it, and now we have also a peer-reviewed publication, just got it about a week ago, by a world-renowned chemist, physicist, recognizing that the signature of what they're spraying matches coal fly ash, which is a waste material that the EPA tells us is harmless. It appears to be a base material in these programs, and it's full of aluminum. So how come the EPA tells us it's harmless?
Would you say that when you say a third of the people are dying with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, isn't part of this because people are getting so much, are dying so much older, though?
No,
I mean,
no.
That's part of it, right? I mean, dementia and Alzheimer's is brought on, I mean, the longer people live.
Absolutely not a part of it. Statistically, that argument has been tried to be made. It's not, absolutely does not hold water with historical data. Are the children living longer, so they have autism as well? The statistics
I wasn't talking about autism. I was just talking about dementia and Alzheimer's. I mean, people are living longer than they ever have.
And how can people?
So you can't say. So you're saying that has nothing to do with it?
It absolutely doesn't. People are getting dementia and Alzheimer's in their 40s now. 40s. That has nothing to do with age. The age level where people are acquiring these diseases is dropping radically, Carl, absolutely radically. So it's, again, that argument people try to make, but the fact is this material is in our environment. Peer-reviewed study proves it causes these ailments, and we're seeing it across the board. It's not just dementia and Alzheimer's. It's ALS, type 2 diabetes, obesity, all are connected to aluminum exposure as well. So it's not, I'm not saying there's not a lot of other causes for those ailments either, but everything we would relate to this toxic heavy metal exposure is there. And I've personally been in a closed-door meeting with Reading Environmental Waste that I was asked to not disclose. I'm not biting my lip any longer. 5 years ago, showing massive spikes of aluminum in the Sacramento River, again, asked not to disclose this meeting, I would testify in a court of law at any point in time now to disclose that Reading Environmental Waste has not disclosed spikes in the of aluminum in the Sacramento River, which they know have been going on for a very, very long time.
Who's this company?
Reading Environmental Waste.
Okay.
As in City of Reading, who tests the runoff into the Sacramento River. I was shown the tests.
So you're saying is that the amount of aluminum in the Sacramento River is gone past the safe mark? Is that it?
Astronomically past the spikes they showed, and they know it. They know it. This is going to come to light, Carl, one way or the other. Why did the state of California stop testing for aluminum?
Well, you just did, because what you just said is that Reading Waste, and this, and with that being the Reading City government, is hiding pollution in the Sacramento River. Is that what you're saying?
Put me in a court of law, and I'll testify to that fact, that I was shown that test in a closed-door meeting with people from Reading Environmental Waste. Put me in a court of law, I would happily testify under oath.
Okay, is that test available? Because it's from the city. It's got to be under the Freedom of Information Act, right?
Should be there.
Okay, so what you're saying, and this is pretty serious, is that the city of Reading knows is that the aluminum in the Sacramento River is beyond safe limits. Does that mean, have they also tested the Shasta Lake? Lake Shasta?
I was not shown those tests. I was shown tests from the Sacramento River. And again, you have the state of California officially investigating aluminum in the tributaries, in the rivers. I spoke to state water quality myself, but yet they made clear to me that they would not test precipitation. Well, where do they think runoff comes from? I mean, obviously it comes from precipitation. If it's in the rain, it must be in the runoff.
Doesn't it always?
It's in the soils.
It also comes from the mines that we have that dump lead and copper into it. Does that have anything to do with it at all?
Well, again, Carl, whatever isolated circumstance you might have.
No, I was just wondering because it was in the paper the other week that they're dumping. By the time it hits Lake Shasta, it's supposed to have been depleted enough because they are recycling it. I just wondered if this could be coming from mines also or other things, other places in the ground.
In isolated spots, of course. But the bottom line is, if it's in the rain, it has to be everywhere. It has to be everywhere. We had aluminum test off the side of Mount Shasta in the snow. It was astronomically higher than the soils below the snow. So 61,000 parts per billion of aluminum, that is unimaginably higher than state action levels. So it's thousands of times higher than state action levels. So again,
if it doesn't come from the planes, if it doesn't come from a plane being sprayed, all right, where does it come from? Or is that the only place it can come from?
Well, if California Air Resources Board has studied the aerosols from China, and aluminum was not amongst them, so it's not migrating from China, as everybody claims. We have others claiming, oh, it's normal. It's normal. We have I was told that the head of Basic Lab, the new head of Basic Lab in Reading, says it's normal to have aluminum in your precipitation. That's an absolute, blatant, glaring lie. So if aluminum's in our rain, and aluminum, by the way, does not exist in the environment in free form. It always is bonded to other elements. So in order for it to fall from the sky in free form, it must have been mined, refined, and dispersed. And the bottom line is, when that's the primary ingredient in many geoengineering patents signed to people like DOD and Lockheed Martin, and when we have film footage of these aircraft dispersing materials, and when we have the top U.S. military saying climate change, and I challenge people, please don't believe me, please look it up, top U.S. military leaders stating on the record emphatically, the greatest and most immediate threat of all to U.S. national security climate change, would we believe they're going to ask our permission before they engage in programs in which they own the patents for?
Well, you know, climate change under this president, everybody's into climate change anyway. Hey, our guest is Dane Wigington, who is, did you set up the conference? I know it was a lot of people there, but are you the one that brought everybody here, Dane? I mean, it's
yes,
okay if you are.
But I could not have done it without a lot of very dedicated activists that have been tremendously helpful to help it come together. I was the original organizer, but again, it was a team effort.
Okay, that's good. And that was at the David Marr Auditorium on Friday. And if everybody's listening right now and that maybe didn't hear it because it wasn't advertised, I guess, very well, there's a lot of people showed up, but nobody would have known about it. and had a great deal, about close to 1,000 people there, according to Dane, and plus it had CEOs from environmental companies and military and all this talking about geoengineering and the impact it's had. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this, after these messages. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Holiday Harbor out there at Shasta Lake. It has great things going on out there. There's more water in the lake now than there was last year at this time. And if you've, and if you can think of something to do on a lake, Holiday Harbor has the vehicle you can do it in. They have absolutely fabulous houseboats, party boats, fishing boats, paddle boards, everything they have. Good condition, great condition, super people down there. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. It's not too late. Hey, you know what? The kids are in school. Now's the chance to run out there and get a water ski and take off. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 here on the 17th of August.
Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RuddingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Land Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Cellars, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Cellars. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:33 in the morning. 78 degrees, going up to 107 today. Weather reports always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number. I've got people on the line wanting to call us here, people in the chat room. This portion of the show is brought to us by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. Man's Last Stronghold, better-known business, gives the best haircuts in town, in my opinion. It's the Cheers of Barbershops, right there. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop. And then you head on down the road a little bit to Kathy and Millie's there at Classy Cafe. Get a hug and breakfast lunch there. All right, our guest today is Dane Wigington. We're talking about geoengineering and the conference that was held. And that on Friday at David Marr Auditorium, we have people lined up on the phone. And so I'll let them come first because I have another question as we go along. And the part being is that aluminum is being the toxicity of aluminum is arriving all over. So it's spiked in the water that the city of Reading, according to Mr. Wigington, is hiding. Is that the right word? Hiding the report that we have we have aluminum. That's the amount of aluminum in the Sacramento River has spiked, and that nobody wants to talk about this. Is that true?
Telling you, I would testify in a court of law under oath that I was in a meeting, shown the test to my face, and asked not to disclose this conversation, that meeting. This was 5 years ago.
Well, now, okay. Well, most of those people have probably moved on. All right, hey, let's go to the phones.
One of them has. You're correct.
Yeah.
One of the primary people that organized that meeting has since retired, but nevertheless, I know the name, and I would testify to it at this point.
Okay.
I'm not going to be quiet anymore.
All right, let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question for Mr. Wigington?
Well, I don't have a question, but I just have a quick, very quick statement, and it's to back up what Dane has done. And I was there at his most recent conference. I've been on the streets protesting with him, and I'm a 74-year-old California resident. But I've had the good fortune, being retired, to travel a lot. So I just want to back this up, but it's bigger than just Reading. I've been in Valdez fishing, on fishing boats, and looked up and seen the chemtrails of the chemicals. I've been up to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I look up, I see the chemtrails. I've been to Calgary, Canada, and Banff National Park. I look up in the sky, I see the trails. And I've been over in Arizona, down in Southern California. So what he's saying, it's a big, huge problem, and people need to listen. And I thank you very much, sir.
Okay, Howard.
That's my comment.
Thank you. Hey, Dane, you know, aluminum is the third most prevalent element in the Earth's crust. I mean, that's right, and it's after oxygen and something else. But it's the third most prevalent in the Earth's crust already. And you're saying is that the amount of aluminum that's getting into the water and into the Earth's crust and on the surface is coming from a different source than just the Earth itself. I'm not clear on how the the fact is it's like I said the third most prevalent element. So could that somehow be getting into the water and being sucked up in the sky as most is and then drop back down?
As I said earlier, aluminum does not exist in the environment in free form, though it is part of Earth's strata. It does not exist in free form, cannot get into our precipitation unless it has been mined, refined, and dispersed. If it was floating around everywhere, Carl, we would not have the life we have on planet Earth. Thus, we've seen a 90% decline in aquatic and terrestrial insects in Shasta, Siskiyou County in the last 10 years. Aluminum doesn't float around everywhere, or we would not have the ecosystems we have, period. This is science fact. So again, to state one element, that it is a common substance in Earth's strata is not the same as having it floating around in our air, because it doesn't exist in the environment in free form, and you have to make mention of that point. So
okay.
That's the whole truth.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning. Do you have a question for Dane?
Yes, I do. I was at the event on Friday and just wanted to address the fact of the level of what kind of aerosol spraying is happening, how it used to be long trails, now it's kind of intermittent, and there was actually a collage board at the event showing the variety of the angles and patterns that exist, and also to address the whistleblowers that have been coming forth more and more. One of the speakers was Mario from the Navy, drove up from Fresno, and I just want to address how serious This is getting that people will not be tolerating any more of this, just like the state of Jefferson, just like the issue with the vaccines. This is just one other element of a collection of collapsing scenarios. So I appreciate you covering this because our local paper, wow, I don't know that they can call themselves a newspaper.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lori. Dane Wickenden is our guest and is one of the leaders in the geoengineering movement that says that this is destroying our environment and our people in the sense that there's so much stuff being put in the air. And that, the reason is to stop global warming. Was that the original premise behind this, Dane?
That's the stated purpose. And Carl, you know, again, I want to state that there's a lot of great men and women in the U.S. military. Absolutely know that for a fact. We had a number of them at the event on Friday, had an Air Force general call me of his own accord 2 months ago. I communicate with him regularly now. He's aware of these programs now, wasn't before. He's retired. He has a whole circle of retired high-ranking U.S. officers he's communicating with. They contribute in our legal calls now. He is. So I recognize the fact that our military is full of a lot of good men and women that are told to do a lot of things that shouldn't be done. And we look at historical example of this. Do we think that those at the top of the military didn't know it would harm our soldiers when they told them to put some goggles on and watch a nuclear bomb go off? What about the depleted uranium that contaminated 200,000 of our soldiers? Highly toxic ammunition that they were not told about. What about Agent Orange? The list goes on and on. So a lot of great men and women in the U.S. military, but they are not told by those at the top.
So you're saying the U.S. military are the ones that are spraying this?
They're clearly a core part of this situation. It's not just the U.S. Let me back that up. Russia and China and other satellite countries are at this as well. There is clear collaboration going on between major powers on this issue who have all convinced themselves that geoengineering or solar radiation management is necessary to slow down a runaway greenhouse effect. When all available data indicates these programs, no surprise, are making the situation worse overall, not better. It's just like the pharmaceutical cure for planet Earth, Carl. How many commercials have you seen that say, take this for this ailment, and by the way, here's 20 other things you're going to get with it that are far worse than what you tried to prevent in the first place. And the next commercial is an attorney's commercial that says, if you took this and now you're, you know, dead or dying, you can sue. That's the mentality we're dealing with. A lot of people making a lot of money from the military-industrial complex, a lot of scientists that are vested in this that have given a lot of bad advice, unfortunately being followed by people in the U.S. military. And those at the top, again, when you have people like David Rockefeller saying 95% of the population needs to go, we know what their mentality is already. So people's,
let's go,
you know, bottom line, better connect the dots because the contamination is real, verified, countless lab tests to prove it. Also, Carl, UV radiation. You mentioned the heat earlier, how fast the cars heat up. We don't see the Searchlight publicizing that, oh, by the way, the heat index in Iraq several days ago was 165 degrees. That's the feels-like temperature. Look it up. I challenge your listeners to look it up. We have things happening around the globe we're not being told about because our media is doing their best to keep the population in the dark and dumbed down, and they're doing a good job, unfortunately. But
okay, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning. Do you have a statement, a question, or something?
Yes. I'd like to ask your speaker about the event. I tell him something about the event the other night.
Like what?
Oh, when we were leaving, like I said, it was over 1,000 people because they never thought they could fill the bottom of the auditorium, and they filled the bottom and the top, so it was over 1,000. When walking back to the car, I would have loved to bottle some of that stuff that people were saying about how they didn't know they're so alarmed now that they're finally going to do something or finally going to contact their congressman. One lady said she was going to write, another one said they were going to make all the phone calls. It was very important.
Yeah, Doug them off and give them a call. And Feinstein and Boxer, because they're all in on this. Or at least they should all know about it, right?
Yes.
Well, let's back that up a little bit.
Do they?
Let's back that up.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mary.
In Boxer's office.
Thank you.
If I could, Carl.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mary. I've been in Boxer's office. And, yeah, you're right, Carl. I might as well have pounded my head against the sidewalk. I've given data to Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor, in his office with his top aides. They had no refusal of the data presented because they couldn't refuse it. And in regard to Doug LaMalfa, I presented data. He asked me to provide it from someplace he could recognize. I provided testing given from Cal EPA. That was also refused. So when we have Doug LaMalfa, which apparently we're told now accepted $300,000 from Monsanto, in some form or another, we have a system that's bought, sold, and paid for. And I'm sorry, but there's no honor in it. And I don't care what side of the fence they're on. I don't care. It's bought, sold, and paid for. That's why we're in this mess. And the job of people like EPA and the California Air Resources Board, their job is to hide threats from the public in general. And I've been in a high-level EPA meeting in Sacramento as well, told that they do not test for any of these constituents. They're told to test for combustion particulates only. The rest of the sample goes out the window. How much is that looking after our public health?
Hey, what's the Air Force General's name?
I'm not going to give his name, Carl. Well, I'll give you a name of an Army general that I'm communicating with, General Bert Stubblebine. The Air Force General is not the only one. General Bert Stubblebine, high-ranking U.S. Army general. People can look that up. I'm communicating with him as well.
Was he a major? Was he a three-star, or a one-star, or what?
Four-star.
Four-star. Okay. So and he is saying that the military was complicit in this, then, right?
Not complicit. It's actually a part of the programs, Carl. And again,
But if you're part of it, you're complicit in the fact of spraying this stuff all over the world. The U.S. military. I mean, that's what you said, right?
People can listen to the conversation. Okay. Google geoengineering, General Bert Stubblebine. They can listen to an aired conversation with him.
Okay.
I'm
not saying you're making it up. I'm just trying to get people's names because here's my comments I'm getting in our chat room here. Let me see. Well, fine. Then what's the general's name? Then where's the number? Where can we talk to him? So that's why I asked the names here. Then there's a couple other things. We need to take a break right now, though. It's that time. Our guest is Dane Wingington, and I'll just tell you now, Dane, before we take the break, I'm going to ask you where they're located at, where all the stuff is coming from to load these planes up, because this has been going on, I think, and we've talked about this before, something like 50 years, right? 50 or 60 years this has been going on?
At a significant scale, over 60.
Over 60 years. And so my question is going to be, when I come back, is where are they launching from? Where's all this stuff being moved from? And how come somebody hasn't come out in 60 years? And I'm talking about with photos from inside, showing all this stuff, and more than just maybe one person saying it happened. But
sure, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that, because that's kind of like the long pole in the tent right there. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bach, KCNR 1460.
As they stand in line, the smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's that.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's Monday, August the 17th. It's going to be hot today.
Currently 80 degrees. Areas of smoke, then sunny today with our temperatures around 107. Lows tonight around 71. Tomorrow calls for 106. And Tuesday night, our lows will be around 71. Wednesday calls for another hot day with temperatures around 103. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with temperatures around 69. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:49 in the morning. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning.
Do you have a comment or a statement or a question?
I do. Well, now, it's a little bit naive to believe that... I've got that darn radio. Hang on just one second.
Turn down the radio.
Okay.
All right.
It's naive to believe that Dane could give names of people in high levels that he's communicating with because they are at risk then. So, and also, I once tried to verify something of a medical concern with someone at Johns Hopkins Hospital, and I found out that we were clogging their switchboard and not allowing other calls to get through, so we quit trying to connect with that particular doctor.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In regard to people, again, General Bert Stubblebine, four-star U.S. military, major general, I have communicated with him openly. He's willing. He's retired. These other generals not. Carl, to answer your question from before the break, again...
where does it come from?
Now, we know from Flight Tracker that this is coming from bases around the globe because the aircraft can
Which bases? I don't mean, I've only got like 10 minutes left here, Dane.
Hill in Utah, Beale Air Force Base. I mean, the list is endless, Carl. These are global programs. And again, your other question is to why no whistleblowers? Let's start with the Obama administration has prosecuted more whistleblowers than all other administrations combined.
But it's been going on for 60 years, though.
It has. But again, how many people in the military that are under oath for classified programs do you know that speak out? What happens to them? Look who spoke out about the torture issue, John Kerouac, who's the only person to go to jail because our military was torturing people, John Kerouac, the only one. And the bottom line is, again, if people would simply investigate it, to say that if you found a body in the street, Carl, with five bullets in the back of the head, you can't say, well, we can't really prove there's a murder because we don't know exactly all the details. That doesn't change the fact that obviously somebody was murdered. When we have indisputable lab tests showing there's a mountain of heavy metal raining down on us.
But you have no photos, no pilots, no crew chief, nobody that's working in this.
We have no footage, Carl, of these players.
You have no, Let me finish.
You have film footage of these tankers spraying at altitude, Carl. We have.
Where does it come from? Where does it come from? Where do the tons? This is thousands and millions of tons of aluminum that have to be moved to an airbase, right?
Carl, you said we have no photos. We have film footage of U.S. military tankers spraying at altitude, nozzles visible, turning on and off. We have the same materials showing up on the ground listed.
What kind of planes?
KC-10, KC-135.
Where are the tail numbers then?
Oh, Carl, gosh, you know, I mean.
No, no, I just, you know what? I'm not saying you don't have it. I'm just saying is that I want you to prove this to me. I want you to give me tail numbers. And so then I know that this is a plane that's launched from an Air Force base. And you're saying it's launching from Beale. And Dane, I know that you're sincere about this. First of all, let me tell everybody, there is no doubt in my mind. I've known you for eight years.
No, I don't want people to believe me.
You are sincere about what you're saying. You are not.
That doesn't matter, though.
You're right. It doesn't. That's why I need for you to tell me. Now you've told me for the first time in all this time that I've known you, and you've been on our show many times, is that now you're saying is that the military, and it's launching from Beale and Hill and all these other. This is the first time you've ever said this.
I'm saying you can track tankers that are visibly spraying, and this are some of the locations they come out of. But I'm telling you, we have photographs of the nozzles mounted not just on tankers but on commercial aircraft as well. I'm not implicating commercial pilots or personnel because they likely don't know anything about what their aircraft is being used for in certain cases. But we have photographs. I'm asking people to look. Our site doesn't sell anything. I've never been an activist on any subject in my entire life. Didn't want to believe this issue either, Carl, but the bottom line is when you do enough lab tests, you know this material is coming down on you. You have
it's coming down, but to say that it's coming from a military plane or from a pilot that doesn't even know the stuff's on his plane, he doesn't know he's spraying it?
I'm saying the case of civilian aircraft being used.
Okay, so now you're saying is that the thousands of people it's taken, and I mean I'm tens of thousands of people, it's taken from 60 years until now, that they've all kept
the
secret?
The programs are on a much smaller scale than, Carl. Military only, on a much smaller scale. I just said they started that far back. They're on a massive scale now. I mean, the scale's unbelievable.
Where do they make this stuff at?
When's the last time you saw blue? What do you think's going on in our skies, Carl? When's the last time you saw a really blue sky, really? And that's the express goal of climate engineering, to white out the sky. When's the last time you saw blue skies? What do you think's going on? Why do you think the forest is dying? Why do you think the fish are dying? They shut down the fisheries in Oregon because the waters are not supporting the trout. They're dying. We're seeing ecosystem collapse everywhere. We're seeing soil pH changes elevate 10 to 12 times in Shasta County toward alkaline from the metal in the rain. If this was always going on, why is that just happening now? Why are these Alzheimer's, autism stats going off the chart, respiratory mortality off the chart, everything we would expect to happen with these programs, even though our air is supposedly cleaner, why are so many people dying from respiratory mortality? It's escalated through the
road. So where are they making this hundreds? See, when I ask you a question, you turn it around on me. You know, frankly, I don't know. I don't know why Alzheimer's and dementia, except that people are living longer. I don't know, but I have other people tell me, oh, you know what, this is it's because they're being vaccinated. It could be because of their diets, because they're obese, because we have changed our whole lifestyle. Let me finish. We've changed our whole lifestyle in the last 40 years of how kids are brought up and how active the kids are and all that. Now we're saying is that, well, really, it's not the fact that their kids are just sitting on the couch or they're not exercising or it's just a different way of life now. Now we're saying it's okay, it's vaccines that are the point. Now it's the chemtrails and the stuff dropping on them. But here it goes back to the one question. The one question is, this is millions of tons of stuff. Where do they make it at?
Carl, it's the stated goal of the
Where do they make it at, Dane? Where do they make this at? I mean, you talk to generals. Generals should know this. General, four-star generals should be able to get into these things. And I realize
so
you need to know, but you're talking, you said all these military people, somebody should know where this stuff is coming from.
Carl, so your defense is if you find a body in the street with five bullets in the back of the head, unless you have every single
You didn't
detail,
answer the question,
you don't have a murder? Is that your defense?
If you just say to me, hey, I just don't know where the stuff's being made, but here's all the measurements. It's something is happening. If you say that, then I can say, okay. Okay, according to all this, but when you say it's got to come from this spot, then my next question is how?
Well, I didn't say from a specific spot.
Just name one spot and show me where it comes. But I can understand the part where it rains down and everything is higher. You know what? If this is happening, all this is happening, yes, then something is happening to our environment. Isn't that the main thing we're talking about?
Well, do you don't think something's happening to our environment? We've had.
I didn't say that. I just said that's what we're talking about.
I'm saying this. All I'm asking you to do, Carl, and everybody else, is please investigate. Again.
Okay.
Just because you don't have every single detail in a murder case doesn't mean a murder didn't happen. And the bottom line is we have a hell of a lot of details, including film footage of these aircraft spraying, lab tests from around the globe, statistical data, and respiratory mortality, by the way, is very specific. It has nothing to do with diet or or vaccinations. It's respiratory mortality. How come that's gone from eighth on the list of mortality to third from 2005 to 2010? We're told our air is cleaner. How could it be cleaner if exponentially more people are dying from respiratory mortality? And this material is raining down on us. The lab tests absolutely prove it. And I understand, I know how you feel about former military and that this couldn't be going on. Our government would ever do this. Our government's experimenting.
I never said that.
Least.
You know what? First of all, I never said that. I am. And Linda says, hey, you're ramping up because it's military. And so I eased back. My whole thing is, you know what? I'm just a simple old Marine knowing what logistics is and how hard it is to do things. And you are coming up with all types of statistics that can be tested, can be looked at, and if they're all true, and you know, then something's happening. I'm just saying is that I find it really difficult, you know, to think that this is such a global, wide world, you know, worldwide thing, and we don't know where they make this stuff. That's the whole thing. Dane, we've only got like 30 seconds left. Last thoughts here, buddy.
I'm asking people, including you, Carl, to investigate the data we do have, film footage of these tankers spraying, the lab tests we have, congressional documents for the governance of geoengineering. We have that. U.S. military presidential documents, 80 pages long, outlining the scope and scale of these programs. We have that. We have legislation in Rhode Island already drafted for these programs.
Where's your website so people can look it up?
Geoengineeringwatch.org. We sell nothing, and we are non-political. We simply want to present data for people to look at.
Okay. Hey, Billy Bob, I am so sorry, buddy, that we didn't get you on here. We had to finish up that one thing. Dane Wigginton's been our guest, and we're talking geoengineering. He just told you where to find his website. Hey, have a great day today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Chaos in Thailand. Rescue crews rushing to the aid of the injured following a powerful explosion in a busy Bangkok intersection. Happened during the height of evening rush. At least 15 people dead, 24 others injured. The cause of the blast has not been determined. In the words of one official, we still don't know for sure who did this and why. Search and rescue operations set to resume in eastern Indonesia at first light on Tuesday. An airplane with 54 people on board crashed on Sunday. The Donald went to court today. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump reporting as a potential juror.
Are you hoping to get picked for the jury?
Not particularly. We'll see what happens.
Trump shook hands and fist bumped bystanders as he reported for jury duty at a Manhattan courthouse. But a surge in traffic deaths, a 14